Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. More with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Aloha. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to join my wife and I on an adventure in the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th through the 27th. We'll enjoy warm sunshine, dramatic scenery, and deluxe resort hotels on the islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Our tour also includes several ag highlights, including the largest cattle ranch in Hawaii, the Maui Tropical Plantation, and Monsanto, Hawaii. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. We continue our conversation today with Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital, talking about some of the arguments today that groups that are in support of the gypsum marketing rule are making right now about this rule being needed for fairness and to protect the small operator against the big evil packers of this country.
It's the most mind-boggling part of this whole debate is because there are groups like RCAF, the Organization for Competitive Markets, who are out there still just talking about what a great idea this rule is. But what we have found out, when you look at their rhetoric, what they want to happen and what this rule does are two completely different issues. So it shows that they have not read the rule. They really don't understand it. They're taking some of this rhetoric from USDA and they think that it's going to help their producers when in actuality this is going to hurt all producers. It doesn't matter if you're a part of a branded beef program or you just sell in the local auction barn. Whenever there's just a standard price for cattle, everybody loses. Not only the producer side, but also on the consumer side. And when consumers lose, that's just an additional loss for producers. So our ask of them is just read the darn rule and really understand what it means, because they don't know what it means right now.
What is your gut feeling right now? You know, are they going to try to still rush this thing after November 22nd, or is there a way to really slow down a finalization of the rule?
I'm afraid that they're going to move forward just as quickly as they can, because they really believe what they're doing is right. We would have thought that the efforts from Congress would have slowed them down. We had letters from several individual members of Congress, both on the Senate and the House side. Members of both the Senate and the House have called up the Secretary and Administrator Butler to talk to them about their concerns. And more importantly, is we had a letter that was led by the Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, and then the ranking member, Frank Lucas, and had 115 signatures from the House of Representatives, from both urban districts and rural districts, that said this needs to stop, this needs to slow down, and economic analysis needs to happen. None of those had an impact. So that tells us that these guys are moving forward. So we're going to have to look at some other options. Probably the biggest one is taking legal action against USDA, because we cannot let this go through, and we're not going to let this go through. We're going to try every opportunity we can to kill it, because this impacts the cattle markets, this impacts the freedom of choice that producers need in marketing cattle, and we're not going to sit back and let that happen.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Now, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side, left-hand column of any page. Read the rule. You'll see that graphic. Click on that, and there's details of this gypsum rule, the full rule itself, and how you can comment between now and the 22nd of November. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sharpen your competitive edge by attending Ag Connect Expo, the can't-miss global agricultural event of the year, coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. For full details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. Ag Connect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.